I'm going to keep this short because you're all as hot as I am. I appreciate Jesse's testimony in the youth group, and we're sure going to miss you, Jesse, sometimes. But I do appreciate him and his testimony for the Lord. And the Lord has done a tremendous work in his life, and I'm sure we'll hear a little bit more about that later, and I'm honored to be here today. Why don't we go ahead and start the graduation in a word of prayer. Father, we thank you for this special day. We thank you for Jesse's accomplishment. And I do ask, Father, that you would put your hand of blessing upon his life. I pray that you'd help him to follow you in all that he does, Lord, and the decisions that he makes to honor you and to put you first. I pray, Father, that you would use him in a tremendous way in his life. We thank you for this special day. We pray that you'd be with this ceremony, Lord, that your name would be honored, glorified, and lifted up. And we pray it in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, when I was asked to say something, of the best friend, this graduation, I really didn't know what to say. I said, sure. Then thought about it, and well, here it goes. Jesse's been the best friend I ever had. Best friend I could ever ask for. He's always willing to take the next step, but he's never willing to compromise. He's always outgoing. I mean, you look around you, all these people here, Jesse's touched our lives one way or another. He stuck by me even when it was inconvenient for him. And, just something I wanted to say to you guys. When you graduate, we hope that you'll have the courage to do what you believe is right, integrity to take the consequences when you're wrong, and grace to get up and keep going when you've fallen. But you don't have to do it alone. You have the rest of your friends. You'll always be here.
All right, Jesse, I have this for you. This is the Sugar Glass Award. It's for you. It's sugar in a glass. Those of you that have not been to some of our plays, the very first play that we did, Jesse decided, well, Jesse's always been the kid that has come up with all kinds of neat things for every play. But the first play we did a play about Nazi Germany, and Jesse decided that what we were going to do is we were going to make sugar glass because we wanted to do a glass, plate glass window. So he came up, he went on the internet, found this wonderful recipe for sugar glass. The first time he made it, didn't turn out. The second time he made it, it turned out perfect. And we were so excited and it turned out great. But then, of course, we had to break it, so we had to do it again. The third time he made it was the night of the play. Well, he made it and it turned out this beautiful milky color white. Well, it wasn't perfect, but that was okay. We decided we were going to use it anyway, and he put it up, and we had it up in front of the whole thing. And when we went by and somebody went to smash it, like it was supposed to be smashed, it didn't break. And then we had to smash it again, and it didn't break. The third time it broke, only it broke all over in a million little pieces. So for the whole rest of the play, everyone's going like this, walking around, and they had sugar glass on the bottom of their shoes. And Brother Ronnie, it's still, I think, in the carpet embedded in there. We've tried to vacuum it all out and we haven't been able to get it out, but the Sugar Glass Award goes to the kid with the best ideas for every play that we've done. Thank you for doing the plays. Thank you for being a good actor, a good sport, and I will miss you greatly.
Well, when I was thinking about what to say about our missions trips, me and Jesse, for those who don't of you who don't know, actually went to two missions trips together, one to Busan, South Korea, and one to Panama. I always remember Jesse as the one who had a knack for getting himself into those experiences that are a bit less than enjoyable, but always keeping a good attitude about it. For instance, in Busan, Jesse developed a horrible case of mosquito bites. Up one arm and down the other, it looked like he had chicken pox. It was horrible. And if it were me, I would have been very irritable after those things started to itch. But Jesse kept a good spirit about him, and he was very focused. He just wanted to get out those tracks that we had in who knows how many different languages. When it came to Panama, we had an interesting experience the one day where we actually had to travel 16 hours by boat and by truck and by all types of vans and all sorts of stuff. And anyway, it seemed like it was drawing on forever and ever and ever. We were in this boat and it was pouring down rainy and cold. But Jesse, and I was a bit under the weather as far as health is concerned, but Jesse was an encouragement to me. Yeah, those of you who went know that. Anyway, Jesse was an encouragement to me because I remember him saying specifically, people would pay thousands of dollars to be able to go on an adventure like this. And I don't know if he's exactly right or not, but it reminded me that, you know, we're supposed to be having a good time. This is an interesting opportunity, so. Anyway, what I remember about Jesse is that he always had a positive spirit about him. He was always able to look above the situations, and I appreciated that in him.
Well, I haven't been around Jess too much because we've been busy with school and stuff like that, but I always remember the good times that we've had. I remember going up to Sandy Pond, that's where my grandparents live, and we would go and play in the water, and we'd find all these fun things that normally kids just, you know, pass by. We'd find them, we'd find stuff to do, and I remember we'd have sleepovers at his house, and we'd play in the pool, and we did so much stuff. We were, like, inseparable when we were kids. And even though, like, we haven't seen each other a lot and aren't as close as we were, it's just nice to know that he's still my friend, and it's always cool to have a great cousin, and he's definitely one of the best.
How does it scare anybody else that we're surrounded by a bunch of bricks and rocks and it's really hot out? I mean, all we need is some, you know, a timer, and we could be, you know, pizza baking in an oven or something. Well, you know, it's been said that you shouldn't, you know, be all school, you know, be all academics. You should have fun and have a social life. And as a fellow homeschooler, they always say that this is a problem with homeschoolers. They don't have fun, they don't have a social life. So I'd just like to mention two things that I was involved with Jesse with. One is fun. Every once in a while, we'd get together and have a LAN party. For those of you with gray hair, a LAN party is when you get together in a room that's about 10 foot by 12 foot, with a whole bunch of blinking lights and a couple screens, and play educational games about World War II and the intelligence agency and things like that, and then send him to go get pizza for us. And we had a lot of good times doing that. Usually not too late because his mom wouldn't let us stay up today. But we had a good time doing that. Also, another thing that, you know, for the social aspect, you know, you should be involved in community service and helping out. So, being the brother of Tim, Jesse got into puppets a little bit. And we had a good time with puppets in and some bad times in Pottsville. And some people are laughing. I don't know why. But we had a good time, and Jesse always put everything he had into puppets, and he's a good puppeteer. And I was proud to serve alongside him, even if we did make fun of Tim most of the time. But one thing I appreciate about Jesse the most is he's very level-headed, at least on the outside. And he always seems to take everything and take a step back and see what's really going on. He doesn't react just out of anger. He doesn't just react hastily. He thinks about it, or at least I think he's thinking about it. Not really sure what he's thinking. You never know what Jesse's thinking. I mean, it could be thinking about what he's going to blow up next, or, you know, what bomb he's building or whatever. But it's been a good time. I had a good time with Jesse, and just want to say congratulations and enjoy life after school.